Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Point. Yeah, Shane's mine as well.
This is stupid.
He does get one.
Why?
Mick gets one.
Why can you answer twice? Sure, you already knew because
yeah,
you
yeah,
said
yeah,
it was
right. Surely, surely the point doesn't
subscribe
go
to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
GAA Daily. On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
This is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, semi-final set in the All-Ireland Football Championship, reaction from Sunday's quarterfinals, and Galway see off the All-Ireland champions. But first, Kerry booked their place in the last four of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship with a 15-10 win over Derry in Croke Park yesterday. That sets up a semi-final clash with Armagh. Kerry boss Jack O'Connor admits it was a very tough battle against the Ulster side.
What did I make of it? A real tough battle. More or less what we expected. Probably wasn't a game for the purists because it was defensive. But, you know, we were happy to play the game on what Tellums are come across. And, you know, Derry set the terms early on. They got to break them in back and, you know, made it tough for us to find space. And I just thought we were playing around the periphery in the first half, and in the second half we made an agreement at half-time that we'd go at the game a bit more aggressively. And I thought we started to find pockets in the second half and just showed a bit more intensity and a bit more energy. Look, that was a very—that's a tough game to play when you're playing that kind of a game. You have to run 100 yards back after turning over the ball. That's energy sapping. That's a lot of running. So we were fairly sure that the fellas were going to struggle after 50 minutes. So it was very important we got energy off the bench. Those boys you mentioned there certainly gave us that.
Derry boss Mickey Hart, meanwhile, says his side weren't efficient enough against the Kingdom.
Well, look, as you would be well aware, it's a very sombre dressing room that we're in now. You know, it's been a challenge to get back to the level that we had in the National League, and we took a few games in the last few weeks to get a bit of confidence back again, and I thought that confidence was very much back on the back of the result against Mayo. But look, we were meeting an established team who are no strangers to All-Ireland quarter-finals, semi-finals and winning them. So we had a tough battle out there today, and I felt that we did well up to the 60th minute or so, keeping in touch. And when you consider that we held David Clifford and Sean O'Shea, pretty meagre return for their standards, we would have thought we had a reasonable chance of finishing the game out. But I suppose we weren't efficient enough and clinical enough ourselves, and it's not hard to guess that 10 points won't win many championship matches in Croke Park.
Donegal will face Galway in the last four after they beat Louth 123-18 points. This was the reaction of Donegal boss Jim McGuinness.
We're extremely happy to be in the semi-final. I think at the beginning of the year, if we were told that, we would have taken your arm off for it. So we have to be very thankful for that. The game itself, I suppose, to post 122 or 123, you know, in a quarter final, that's something we would be very, very happy with as well. The modern game, the way it goes, this man has got tagged very heavily in a couple of games, and that's the way the game has gone. And so you need that sort of spread of scores coming from all over the place, and thankfully we got that today. People were popping up all over the place, which was very, very important. I think defensively, you know, we conceded 118 and Louth looked very threatening and very dangerous at times. So there's certainly areas there that we'll be able to go back and look at, but I suppose the most important thing in championship football, as everybody knows in the room, is to get to progress, and once you progress you've got a chance to sort things out and make them better for the next day. So no, we're delighted to get over the line, delighted for the supporters, the people of Donegal, you know, here and abroad, that tune in to watch the team all the time and give us massive support. So we're delighted on all those fronts, and you know, it's another fortnight. There's a month to go in that competition. It's another fortnight we've got now. We've bought ourselves, and we must now try and make that count.
Louth boss Ger Brennan, meanwhile, says they faced an excellent Donegal side yesterday.
The scoreboard doesn't lie, so yes, it was fair based on today, and just to credit Donegal and congratulate them, Quibian. Their accuracy in front of the goals was something that we weren't able to get up to that level today. And indeed, defensively, the way they blocked up the middle and took away goal scoring opportunities for us. So just credit to them. I think on the day, the better team won. My hope would be, and based on the evidence this year in the Leinster final, was that having now been exposed to a quarter-final stage of the championship, that the lads will be more comfortable in this space next year. We obviously had three games to bounce, and to credit to the Leinster players, they just put in tremendous work to try and get themselves right and to get themselves up for today's game. Unfortunately, we weren't as fluid as we had been in some of our other games.
On Saturday, Galway booked their place in the semi-finals as they saw off the reigning champions Dublin. Galway won a dramatic game in Croke Park by the narrowest of margins, 17 points to 16. Galway boss Pádraig Joyce was absolutely delighted.
Dublin have lost two games in Croke Park in 10 years. You know, that's the third one. So look, for us and everybody writing us off, not giving us a chance, not giving us the respect we deserve as a team that's undefeated all year long. You know, so look, it was a fantastic win for us. We made every decision on the pitch correct. The team that started, the team that finished, we were forced into it, but to a man, I thought our lads were absolutely outstanding. And yeah, there's emotional scenes at the end there. Maybe you can say some people, we might have over-celebrated a bit, but on a day you beat one of the best teams that's played football for 10, 15 years, you should be very, very happy. I know there's nothing won, but we'll get them calmed down, we'll get them back again here in 2 weeks' time, ready for another semi-final.
The maps of this team, but look, it's such a long, long time since Galway have defeated Dublin in the championship as well.
It is, Jonathan, but people have realised, like, we haven't met Dublin. You know, I played for Galway for 14 years. I never came across Dublin in a championship game. Whether that's Galway's fault or Dublin's fault, I don't know, but we only played them a couple of times, so I wouldn't read too much into that stat. You know.
For Dublin boss Desi Farrell, he admits defeat is hard to take and that his side found it difficult in the second half against Galway.
You know, obviously it's pretty raw and emotional for us at the minute inside in the dressing room there, but not having a chance to review it fully, but it's stating the obvious that second half performance just wasn't good enough. Great credit to Galway. We knew they'd come at us hard in that second half, throw the kitchen sink at it, and we just found it difficult to come up with the answers to the questions they posed us, and ultimately came up short. You know, as I mentioned, we knew that Galway were going to bring greater intensity, and we'd have to deal with that. They defended very well, denied time and space, very much on point with that. We struggled to break it down. Generally, we had been good at that over the recent games when we came up against that type of opposition. But just found it very difficult to get shots off in that second half, under a lot of pressure for some of them that we were shooting. But, you know, again, hats off to Galway. They were far superior in that second half and deserving of the victory in the end.
Also on Saturday, Armagh progressed after beating Roscommon 2-12 to 12 points. Armagh boss Kieran McGinney, though, wasn't too impressed with the performance from his side.
I didn't think we played well. I thought we were actually probably our worst performance in Croke Park. But I suppose from the fella's point of view, maybe it's a far they've come on, like, in terms of the way they can play. We played much better, skills were poor. Going forward today, like, missed a lot of chances. Even with the extra man, we could have made it a lot easier. But in saying that, some great displays by Barry McCambridge, you know, TK Kelly, Ashton Connolly, you know, a lot of good ones in that regard too. But later for the fellas, it's a bit of a monkey off their back, and you know, maybe hopefully go out the next day and really express themselves.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For all the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.